I suppose most people have braced themselves for an increase in infections in Queensland announced this morning. It's not a huge jump in a way if you take the two out anyway from, in quarantine. What's it be? Only that'd be 13, wouldn't it? So I think it came through at 15 originally. So let's say two in quarantine. Not quite so bad. Look, the fact of the matter is it's on the way up and there are suggestions that we could be in for a very significant rate of infection here in Queensland, which is dreadful, dreadful news. I understand the lockdown's been extended through till Sunday, which is more bad news for those people up here struggling in tourism. Now, I'm just going to read this briefly. It says in the Cairns Post today, before these figures came out, the latest snap lockdowns come in the middle of what should have been one of the busiest periods for Cairns tourism businesses, leaving uncertainty as to how long they can cope with only local support. Now, with a three-day lockdown, oh, well, that's all finished now. COVID cases rapidly increasing across New South Wales. The far north has been forced to contend with just another potential economic slump. They quote here Ben Woodward up at CAPTA saying, it's going to have big impacts on the tourism industry, is it what? Because we're so relevant, or so reliant rather, and this is very important, on intrastate support. The extent of intrastate support has actually surprised a lot of people in our industry up here because they were really, really busy. I mean, everyone was coming, oh, no, southeast corner, other parts of Queensland, etc. But, of course, that's on its knees now. Now, a gentleman will have his finger on the pulse and be able to give us a bit of an idea what's going on out there is, of course, Chief Executive TTNQ Mark Olson. Good morning.
Morning, John.
Let's talk about this. It's gone up a bit. Let's try and be positive. I suppose some people might have thought that we got a fairly light this morning with that figure. What are your thoughts about where we're going now? They've extended the lockdown till Sunday.
Yeah, really difficult news for the tourism industry that the lockdown has been extended through to Sunday, but obviously the right decision from the health perspective. We know you've got to lock it down early to get out of things more quickly. We certainly don't want to find ourselves in the extended lockdowns of New South Wales or Victoria. So, you know, we take the health advice and we follow that. But for the industry, a challenging day, but good to see Treasurer Cameron Dick announcing a business support package.
Yeah, exactly. We'll get to that in just a moment. Can we go back to, well, last week before this crisis emerged? How is the local industry faring?
A very, very tough week last week. The numbers literally fell off a cliff after looking like, as you said in your intro, one of the busiest domestic winters forecasts. Mm. We're nowhere near that. So the numbers range between half of what was expected to some businesses being as much as 90% down. So across the board, what we heard yesterday and over the weekend from our tour desks is that the product sales are down about 71% on what was forecast.
Mm. I've got to say, I mentioned this last week, a gentleman came up to car window and said, we're on our knees, you know, we're good for about 6 weeks, maybe. Yep. And we have to get some assistance. Now, what was he talking about? I presume he meant federal at that stage, but I will just turn to what you commented on a moment ago. Treasurer Cameron Dick said Queensland's economy had recovered quickly from short, sharp lockdowns, but acknowledged the current lockdown had come very soon since the last. We understand two lockdowns within a month presents a new challenge, which is why I'm announcing this package. Now, small and medium Queensland businesses will have access to support payments with the state government to announce the first COVID-19 package for the sector since the introduction of lockdowns. Now, these are one-off payments of $5,000 will be available to businesses across the state, regardless whether they're in the lockdown area or not. To be eligible for the grant, a business must have an annual turnover of $75,000 or more and have a payroll of $10 million a year or less. The package is slated to cost the state government $260 million. Look, it's not a king's ransom, Mark. Is it going to address some of the issues, $5,000?
It's definitely a step in the right direction, John. What businesses are suffering from at the moment is a crisis of cash. They've invested incredibly to be ready for this big winter season. They've brought staff in. They paid for their training. They've got them tooled up and ready, and the visitors are simply not here. For some businesses, that will be a very welcome injection of cash. And what we're hoping is 8 days of lockdown for southeast Queensland and hopefully some positive news coming out of reopening of Melbourne and Adelaide, which are really key markets. for the region. But as you said, 60% of our visitation through June was Queenslanders. The vast majority of those out of Brisbane, Gold Coast and Sunshine Coast. Mm. So it's going to be a rough week ahead and a few weeks to get the industry back on track. But we are hopeful that we will see Melbourne and Adelaide reopening at least into Cairns.
Now, I know this is unfair to ask you, but I can't get through to Warren Edge. Is there any hope of some mercy from the federal government as far as the plight of our tourism industry is concerned, some sort of financial package?
Oh, we know that Warren's been working really hard. There's been lots of discussions across both levels of government about the need for support, and certainly TTNQ and its counterparts at TTF and QTIC, the Transport Forum and Queensland Tourism Industry Council have been working really hard with the other regions to identify just how big a hit you take even though you're not in lockdown. When you're locked out of 65%+ of your domestic market and still not seeing any international visitors, it's not surprising that a business owner would knock on the window and say, we're on our knees. That's exactly how most businesses felt over the last fortnight.
Now, this is a particularly difficult one. You've just talked about the prospects of getting Melbourne and Adelaide people back into far north Queensland again. I think I brought this up earlier on with Richard Berman-Hardman. He said, yeah, but if we're a hotspot or a red alert area, whatever, all these new terms being used, that may not happen for some time. What are your thoughts about how this might play out, with consideration that Melbourne and Adelaide seemingly have got their issue under control?
Yeah, what we've seen over the last couple of iterations of this is that those red or hotspot definitions have been quite specific. In the past, the South Australian government, only 3 weeks ago, when it announced it was reopening the first time, had it identified as the southeast Queensland corner, leaving the rest of Queensland open to travel, and that's why we were still receiving visitors from across South Australia. So it seems that over the last little while, chief health officers and governments have got their head around the idea of hotspot definitions and allowing travellers from those areas without COVID. But what we need to do, and what the industry needs to do, and all the community need to do right now, is remain really vigilant. What we don't want to see is a case here in our region, or certainly don't want to see one spreading in our region, because if we do have a case, then we will not be welcoming visitors from anywhere soon.
Thank you for this, Mark.
No worries, John.
An update from Mark Olson. He's the CEO, Tourism Tropical North Queensland. Now, the time's on 28 to 11.